It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside him is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law and Mr. Joe Grande.
Orale.
Yes.
And we are live at Planet 13. Joe, let us know what's going down on the show.
Well, thank you guys for listening all around the world, 134 countries and counting. If you ever want to give us a call, it's 1-800-420-1980 is the line to leave us a voicemail, all the fun stuff. If you slapped hands with us out here at good old Planet 13 in Orange County, leave us a voicemail, say hello. And if you haven't, we look forward to hearing from you guys. Follow us on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at one Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And our guest right here at Planet 13 has a brand in the store right now named Napalms.
Napalm.
Yeah. I fucking
Napalms is like a ski resort.
Joe. And if you don't know who that voice is, it's X to the Z Exhibit. Come on now.
What up?
X, Napalm. It's so dope to have you on the show with us.
All right.
Napalm. I mean, I want to get into it, but I mean, I want to back up folks that don't know. They think, oh, another rapper getting into the cannabis, but not only a rapper. He's also an actor, songwriter, TV host, radio host. The man does it all. If you want to write him a check, he'll fucking do maybe yard work. I don't know. He's got a company on the side.
I'll do yard work, just not porn. I won't do porn.
Well, the same kind of thing. You might be pulling weeds. Depending on the porn. We just seen you the other night here, and I tell you right now, the
if you don't
stood
know.
Out in our head so much, we went back to the office pulling yee-haws out of our ass because I had a cowboy hat on. You looked at me like, who the hell is this?
Yeah, dude, that was fantastic. I've seen a lot of Joe Grande, but that was a new one.
Right?
That was a new Joe Grande. The first time.
He's adapting to adulthood.
Well, you've seen me at 300 plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say you've seen a lot of Joe Grande, there's different looks, and we've been in different cities, different states, different countries together, God's sakes, which is even funnier. So
haven't seen Cowboy Grande.
Yeah.
That was a new one.
And that was funny, because when you walked up, they go, hey, there's your
almost
boy.
Died.
And I go like this, when I walked into the office, they go, look at your look. That is great. And I dressed up basically in a cowboy outfit to come to the VIP party. You were here. You had a great gift for the owners here. Yeah. How did the relationship start with you and Planet 13?
Well, you know, my first brand was out there in Vegas. You know, I was part of bringing Brass Knuckles to the table, and it was one of the first bigger vape brands and vape
huge
companies.
Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
they were bootleg like crazy.
Yeah, right.
That's when you know you're big, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, seriously.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, dog, you know.
You're subtle like a sledgehammer to the side of the face.
Joe.
You
know?
Thanks, Joe. Thank you.
Yes.
No, but I learned a lot from that. So, you know, being at Planet 13 in Nevada was an easy transition for us to come over. And when they told us they were coming into Orange County, it was like, you know, they really handled their stuff correctly. I love the way that they make a open, feeling when it comes to their retail store. So them coming into Orange County is going to be huge for California brands for us to have this platform to put our products in.
And not only that, your product here in the store, it's dope. I like the full, I look at it and I go, that looks like fire, because it looks like fire.
Yeah, it's fire.
You know what I mean?
It is fire.
And I'm like, and it's funny.
It's fire.
Because I felt like an idiot. It was before you got here, and I looked at the brand, and I forgot that it was your brand, right?
Right.
And I was peeping it, because you had a whole display when you walk in.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, dog, this is fire. Literally, look at it. I'm like, why does this look so familiar to me?
Yeah.
And they're like, exhibits coming later. And I'm like, fuck, that's what it is.
Hello, Joe. Brand. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Yeah. You know, exhibits, so one, some of that box that it came in, like the display and some of the thought process, like, you know, how do you come up with that thought process to create that image and that look for your product? And I know it has fire. I'm not going to question that.
You know, I think a lot of what goes into why I market and create the products the way I do has a lot to do with the same way that I had, you know, subject matter picked for my records.
Sure.
And the way that I went about naming all of my albums and that and so on and so forth. But you know, Napalm is an album I put out in 2012, and as I was building these brands, I felt like that name itself had such an impact, And it was just, it just matched when it came to branding and what my idea of Fire Weed was. You know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
So once I was able to come with that, then it was about how do we expand on that. That's where the 8-gram pre-roll came from. That's where the Flower Bomb comes from. That's where the Napalm Rockets come from. It's like all on brand. It's all on point. So, you know, it all comes from the subject matter that I use to on my creative side of entertainment as well.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You know, I the display is amazing. Like I said, I seen you walking in with it, and you carried it in yourself. Right. And I was like,
a wooden box. It looks so sick.
Yeah, those are actually like real ammo crates that we got
they
from
look
the
foreign.
The Foreign Ministry of Defense. You know, like
nice.
So
yeah,
we,
I felt like there were grenades in that motherfucker. Yeah, you know, there
are. It is, Joe.
You haven't seen it.
Well, no, I seen it. That big ass joint in there.
For the guys that don't know, can you explain what it looks like inside the crate? Don't know, Joe.
Well, I mean, you can go to napalmbrands.com, check us out. You'll see we have a grenade, which is the 8-gram pre-roll, and it has 7 grams of premium flower, 1 gram of live resin, resin infused in the paper. So it's like a donkey punch to the face.
Have you seen anybody smoke under the head?
Yeah, I've seen people try to do it. It's like, you know, I've seen somebody try to do it, and it's not pretty. It's not a good thing.
Mark, I'm going to need about 12 of them.
Yeah, that, right?
You know what, Mark? I would love to see you smoke one to the head, because Mark right here.
No, well, here is the challenge. If you can smoke a napalm grenade all the way down to by yourself, never pass it, never put it down, within an hour, then you're good. Then we'll be able to. I would love to bring you a crate myself full of napalm products.
What? Like, what? Oh, look at that. Hold on a second. Is this a challenge?
Mark, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
He does like 10,000 milligrams a day.
Yeah, but you can't put it down, and you can't pass it.
He's got to do it in an hour.
Yeah.
I understand rules. Yeah.
And let's not do the whole.
No.
You can't do that shit.
You said it ain't a cigar.
Yeah. You got to. A hit to me is when you can pull off the joint, hold it for at least 2 to 5 seconds, and exhale.
Yeah.
That's a hit to me.
Look at that. Let the challenge begin.
It's not it.
It's funny when, say that, X, because.
Go get a grenade right now.
Yeah, right? Hey, this is going to go
get
viral
a grenade
for
right
sure.
Now. Let's go.
We can't do it on premise. If we could.
We
can't smoke on premise.
Come on, man.
That's why they work with attorneys.
Hey, get the cameras. No. We're going to go upstairs in the bus.
We'll figure it out.
I was upset that we didn't set up off-site, because if we were off-premise.
We could do a time-lapse.
Hey, I'll go stand over there with you right now.
And we'll time-lapse it.
I got my wreck.
And look,
we're
going to
try that.
For him if you don't do it, though, Mark?
Name it. I don't know.
Yeah. Give him some free representation.
All he has to do is just say, the grenade won.
Yeah,
that's it.
Done.
Social media love. Give it some plugs over there.
Because I've smelled it, and you know, old guy like me, I'm just. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. How can you not think? Well, me, that's what I'm, you know, and then I actually smell it, you know.
As you create so much exhibit and you're, you know, so talented, I actually get giggly when I see you come on a new TV show that I'm watching from the kids to the adults to the, you know, whatever it is. And you cross over from the Foxes to the ABCs, FX. You're just on everything, which is
movies,
dope. I get
everywhere.
So excited. But you create this brand. Are you hands-on with even going as simple as the fire, the colors, because your color scheme is even cool?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like this orange, black.
Yeah. Everything is hands-on, man. I mean, it comes out of, you know, like, pure creativity. I'm really hands-on, like, to the point where, you know, in any given morning, you can see me get there with the rest of the team. I'll move pallets. You know what I'm saying? I'll accept deliveries. You know what I'm saying? On top of sitting in the boardroom and talking with investors and, you know, all the way up the ladder. So, you know, everybody's time is valuable. Yep. Everybody in my company feels like a family member and not an employee. And, you know, that's the way we run it. And you know, making things, you know, making people's dreams come true, making people feel like they have a sense of belonging and environment is healthy for what we do at Napalm. So that's kind of the way we run things. And I'm there every day to show that, you know, I would never ask anybody to do anything I wouldn't do myself. So, you know, that's the way we grow.
That's how we rock
it. You know what? Everything you're saying, dog, is everything we say at the office.
Straight
up. Motherfucker asked me that, dude. why are you throwing the garbage out, Joe? I go, because you got to get it done. Yeah. What do you mean, why am I throwing the garbage out? Because the garbage needs to go fucking thrown out. Yeah. It stinks in the office, ain't nobody taking it out.
Yeah. Somebody got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. We'll be right back. It's Cannabis Talk 101 all the way live at Planet 13 in Orange County. We got Exhibit. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 live at Planet 13 with X to the Z.
Yeah, man. What's up?
And Exhibit, we've been talking so much about the brand. We heard about the grenade. What other products do you have and what can we expect more from you?
Well, we got a lot of stuff happening this month. Not only do we have our line that we came out with, we went into flower with the pre-roll, and now we have our eighth offering, which is a flower bomb. And it comes with a rolling paper, and now the new 2.0 version is coming out with a grinder complete under the bottom, so that's going to be cool. We got the Napalm Rockets, which is our 0.7 pre-rolls. There's 5 to come in the pack. And then we have a new technology coming out called the Napalm Tank. And it's a palm-held battery, and you'll be able to consume a whole gram between 40 and 50 hits. It's new technology where you could actually open the valve on the cart and control the temperature, getting closer to a dab as much as possible.
Yeah,
you know,
I like
flower.
Yeah. I like that.
And it just you put the whole gram in there and it just sits in there.
No, it's a vape cart. So yeah, it's
oil.
Yeah, exactly. Live resin diamonds. It's not
ooh,
just
yeah, yeah, yeah. There it is. That's
real,
yes.
real.
How many people at the staff are getting creative like this, like coming up with some shit like that?
I mean, I don't know, man. I pretty much, you never know where good ideas come from. So I never like to tell people like, oh, well, you know, you'll tell me. I never run it like that. Like, good ideas come from all walks of life.
Just everybody sitting around the room, you're like, dude, let's capitalize. It's a good one. Yeah. Sit down. Let's figure this out.
Yeah. I mean, you never know, man. People come up with good ideas that make, you know, good ideas great ideas. So, yeah, you try to listen to as much as possible.
I agree. Yes.
Exhibit, you know, did you ever think that cannabis would come this far? I mean, you know.
No.
Right? Back in the day, like, you know, from even just being worried about smoking it anywhere but at the Rainbow Room.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like.
No, we've been harassed, arrested, pulled over.
Yeah.
You know, detained, not let over borders. All because of cannabis, because we were supporting it when it was illegal. So. You know, now
still illegal.
Yeah, to see it come across as less, you know, criminal. Volatile and taboo as it once was.
Getting there,
and then people being able to be, you know, grow marketplaces and businesses behind it. It's very interesting to see. But I mean, I think is it a perfect place? No, I think California has a lot to do in order to make sure that the traditional market doesn't continue to outshine the legal market. But, you know, it's like those are things that need to be put in place from legislation all the way down. So, you know, right now, our job is to continue to build a place and work together, reach out for each other across brands and across, you know, situations to at least hold the line until, you know, these big things get handled. Because if we come in now and it's federally legalized, the big money is going to come in and wipe out the little communities that we have here. So it's about building these foundations.
And it's funny you say that, because we've talked about that so much, and just like kind of any and every industry, right? Like before growing up in whatever neighborhood you grew up in, you went to the store on the corner for the most part, right? And then fucking Walmart comes in.
Right.
And then after Walmart came in, there was this other store called fucking Costco.
Right.
That said, fuck you, Walmart. Yeah. Watch us. And then Sam's in certain areas, right?
Yeah.
And Sam's Clubs. And then Dick's Sporting Goods when you used to go to the Big Fives.
Right?
The Big Five is still there, but it ain't Dick's. Let's just face it, folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So as you say this, and we look at business like that, it's just fact of business that's probably going to happen, right? So it's like you got to have a strong brand, a strong product, a great ambassador, somebody that's going to push something that people like and love, so you could sustain the big money companies that come in.
Right, and so you have to look at this time exactly how it happened in Prohibition, if you can think back exactly what it is, because there were brands, there was like 1,000 people that were bootlegging alcohol. And then there was the brand with the XXX, the brown bottle with the shitty writing on it. And then there was like Seagram's and fucking Jack Daniel's and like things that were being made 150 years ago. So you could tell by the ones that are still standing, which are 150-year-old brands,
yeah,
that the winner of this race that we're doing is going to be the brands. You know, the right now it's a grower's market. Right, yes. Now, you know, people with retail stores are doing really well.
Yeah.
That right now it is. But when these things get commoditized and that price drops, and then everybody's from here to Kalamazoo is making pounds of weed for $75 or lower, you know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you're going to be in a position where if you didn't build a brand over this time and be associated with a brand that's going in, then you might as well forget it. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, it has a run to it, but unless you have like that $1 billion backing, then you know it's going to be really rough in order to live past that stage.
Yeah, and we're in a unique time because people think, well, what can I do about it? And we talked about it earlier. We had the nice lady from the Chamber of Commerce of Santa Ana, who, you know, Santa Ana is one of the easiest place that we know of
to get
that licensing done. And federal regulations are it's going to happen. Whether it's in a year, 5 years, two, right, whatever, it's going to happen.
Right.
And we have the opportunity to get in there and help write that legislation.
Right.
Instead, it's one thing to get it passed.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing that we've seen what's happened up and down California and other states,
right,
after it gets passed. And then it's like, what the? And so where does it start? We said it earlier, the local level. You've,
right,
got to start there. And then it, yeah, works up. And those federal will hear. So that's what you can do. And you can get your local, your state, your federal representatives.
And you can also support your local brands, too. When you see cats, you know, like Exhibit coming out with a brand, local cat out here doing his thing. So when you see Napalm, go support it.
Can I say what I did, too? I switched my party affiliate. I'm not even going to say what it was. But I'm now with the National Cannabis Party.
Oh, nice.
That's my official party affiliate.
Oh, hell yeah.
You mailed that in now? How did
I just went online. Yeah, all you got to do is go online. You go to the National Cannabis.
It's a real thing.
It's real. National Red Man.
You won't give
up. If
we do it, we might get it.
Nah, you'll be all right. You'll
in the house. Just start searching us a little more.
Hey, look. Nash.
Wasserman? Okay, no problem. Lopez? Never.
Bye-bye. NationalCannabisParty.org. Check it out. It's real.
Yeah, man. So real quick, man, it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 live from Planet 13 here,
yes,
in Santa Ana. And we are with X to the Z, because those guys said it twice. So.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
You never heard one of his fucking songs?
Hey,
when I come around.
Hey, look, he said that's what they said, like it's a nickname.
Yeah. I don't know if these Mexicans came up with that X to the Z, but I'll tell you. Excuse me, Alvin. I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead, Calvin.
Stop it. Listen, right, over here. Right, I'm going to call you by your government. My last name's Wasserman. And let me say, and that's what the sermon, with the sermon in behind it. If your mama calls you X to the Z, I'm going to call you X to the Z.
I'm familiar. Instead of introducing Exhibit,
yes,
I just said X to the Z.
Yeah,
I understand.
You know,
now, hold
know,
on.
Like
shut the fuck up.
I wonder if he knows it. Does he know the shut the fuck up?
Hell no.
Do you know what is that?
I'm very familiar with shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I just don't know who are we saying that to.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to be educated by the lawyer here.
I'm saying it to him, but me and my brother teach people to say only 25 words when they get pulled over
and
by
learn
the cops.
Their rights.
Based on your Fifth and Fourth Amendment rights.
Okay.
And then simply when they ask questions, shut the fuck up. When cops
they're
ask
viral
questions.
Right now. They're viral.
And so that's one of the things that we do. And
the
it's
well, teach it to them.
Let's see if my two friends finally know it. When the cop first comes, and you know, every Friday on our Instagram Live, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, we do the script challenge. And we did it live on stage at CannaCon in Detroit for the first time. At the end, brought people up. If you think you know, you could win prizes, cash, and other stuff. So, you're driving.
Can we talk about who you're in talks of doing it on stage with?
No. Yeah. I am the cop. I pull you over. Here, let's go with Joe here. I pull you over, Joe.
Excuse me, officer.
I say,
okay.
Well, shit.
Just you already broke the law.
You walked up to me.
Shut the fuck.
Just
was done. Hold on.
He didn't even ask you nothing yet. He said, Joe,
Joe moved to Irvine.
Maybe he wanted your autograph. I don't even know. But he says, hey, what is that smell in your car?
Excuse me, officer. Why'd you pull me over?
Because you were speeding. Now, tell me, have you had a drink today?
Officer, I'm not discussing my day.
I don't care about your day. It smells like alcohol. It smells like pot. Where is it? Where's the pot?
Officer, am I being detained or am I free to go?
You're being detained. Now, okay, tell me where all the drugs are, because you must, you know, you're a drug dealer, right?
I accepted my Fifth Amendment right now.
Damn.
I invoke my Fifth Amendment.
I will make your life hell and take you to jail tonight if you don't tell me what where the smells. If you tell me where the smell's coming from, you're going home in about 15 minutes. See, now that's shutting the fuck up. When cops continue to threaten you.
That. You don't answer that question,
You don't answer anything.
You don't say, I'll let you go, I'll do anything. Well, fucking just shut up.
Just shut the fuck up. Because cops can lie to you. They're allowed to.
You'll incriminate yourself. And if you say, oh, I just smoked one joint yesterday, last night. There you go. You're fucked.
Or I had a drink. Or whatever. Here's the main point, though, in America. It's none of their business. It's none of their business where you were, where you're going from, where you're going, how it smells.
Speaking of which, so that's the script. Now, you ready for this? We haven't done this in a while, but since Exhibit's here and he's an artist, I want to let you meet my artist right here.
What
I'm going to do. You don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, I know.
This is Mr. Mark Wasserman from the Pop Brothers Outlaw, a.k.a. Little Brother, who is notoriously known and viral, been on many TV shows, giving that script out and this and that, and educating people. And tours. Everywhere. He does tours on stage, many. But he also has a poem that he wrote.
Okay.
That is very educational.
Exhibit. Okay.
Are you ready for this? This is very cannabis friendly.
Okay.
Mr. Mark Wasserman, as we are live in front of Planet 13 with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Please give them.
Oh, he's standing up.
Your version. And not only that, you get to perform.
Oh, shit.
Exhibit.
I'm going to do
it. Oh, shit. He's taking the bag off. Oh.
He didn't even hit the
That's his wristband.
Yeah, he's about to get
real.
He comes hard with this, though. All joking aside. Here you go.
It's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Mr. Mark Wasserman with the slam poem.
All right, slam poem. Here we go.
Now, let me just preface it. It's called Am I Being Detained or Am I Free to Go? And this is about your constitutional and civil rights when engaging law enforcement.
It is Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break right here at Planet 13, California. Let's go.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. Mark and Craig, Pop Brothers at La Blue, and Joe Grande here live at Planet 13's grand opening in Santa Ana.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, Mr. Mark Wasserman with the slam poem.
Am I being detained or am I free to go? This is what to say. My lawyer tells me so. The cops are out there doing a job. Sometimes they must contain a mob, a thankless job that saves many lives. At their home are worried children, husbands, and wives. But does that give them the right to stomp on my rights? So we are here for you, the cannabis community, to fight, to let you know it's okay to just shut the fuck up when cops ask questions. You start with, I'm not discussing my day, end with, I invoke the Fifth. These ain't suggestions. These are words to live by, to memorize. See, it's not about the size of that cop's gun, because they want you to run, so they could pull that macho gun and shoot you for fleeing the scene. Some cops are just plain mean. We must shut it off, shut it down, those feelings of anger that instantly come around when that cop has to show his power and his might without cause, without reason, and we know they're not right. We must remain calm. Keep the devil sleeping on the left shoulder. We must be cold, even colder. Ice must flow through your veins to shut that heat, the blood that rushed your brain straight from your feet when that cop disrespected you, cause you wouldn't tell him what that smell was. And he accuses you of a pot DUI because he absolutely knows that you're buzzed. But see, they can't tell and they don't know. Only if you tell them so. Oh, officer, I smoked a joint a few hours ago. Officer, here's my medical record. Officer, I'm a marijuana patient. We live in America. Prohibition still exists. That cop's gonna do whatever he's gonna do. 50-50, he arrests you. Give us a chance to represent you with a defense that's blazing. Let us show you in court we're amazing. But we could only do that if you listen to our tips. Now let me see you move your lips. You know the drill. When the cops ask questions, we say, I'm not discussing my day. Am I being detained or am I free to go? I invoke the Fifth and then you
shut the fuck up!
It's all about what you say and what you do. We have given you the script. We are telling you what to say. We are telling you what to do. We have put your hands up in protection mode. But should you take a shot to the jaw, we will be here fighting for the cannabis community and all citizens because we are the Pot Brothers at Law.
Hey. 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 Now you got to snap for that one.
You got to snap.
How fire is that though, right?
That's amazing.
It's good information.
Literally. Now, did you learn something?
I think the folks out here definitely learned something.
We want to learn. Yeah.
And what we want to learn from you, Exhibit, is the high five with what we like to bring people.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Real quick, before we hit them with the high five, it's going to be a quick one.
Yeah.
What's the music looking like, man? Do you got another album coming out? What you know, there has to be something coming. So
I have a few irons in the fire. I'm definitely working on some good things coming in, you know, end of this year, top of next year for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I just got to know.
Lots of stuff happening on the entertainment side because things are opening back up.
Yeah.
Lots of live performances. And to do that, you know, I want to support it with some new music. So I might put a few things out just to go support.
And as you say, other things are opening up. Are you still, I'm sure you are, but is there anything that you could let us know about that's coming out? Because Lord knows I loved your reoccurring role in Empire that you had. Love watching you there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got some things going on all formats, so just be prepared.
On all formats, huh?
Yes. Exactly.
Because even, I mean, maybe it's already in the works, but I can really see a Napalm TV show starring Exhibit.
Napalm. Sorry. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
He's talking about the ski resort in the Swiss Alps or some shit. Napalm.
Because you may know it's going to be called Pimp My Cannabis, and you're going to bring that back. You know what I mean? And do people still come up to you about the Pimp My Ride?
Yes.
Of course.
Do they really?
We're talking about it now.
I'm asking you, we're talking about it right now. I brought up Empire. That's more recent stuff that I see you on. But I'm just wondering, do people come up to you and it's like, that's their number one?
Yeah, no, man. I mean, I don't think it's about being a number one. I just think it reached a broad audience. You know, like everything that is comparable to, you know, what I've done in music, what I've done on TV, film, it has its own niche audience. But I will say that the Pimp My Ride show was a conduit to being in households around the world.
Yes.
Where people that didn't, you know, focus on my entertainment or my music per se
or
know about it still got introduced to me through character, which is way harder to do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's easy to get people to fall in love with a sound or rhythmic or music or video or image, right? But for them to just like you because of who you are and the way you speak to other people is something else.
Well, and that's not only that, it's a blessing because that was more of your real character of who you are as a person, right?
When you watch that, you're like,
yeah, that's the motherfucker that I see and hang out with sometimes. Like, that's him having fun and bullshitting.
Right.
And sometimes the rapping character, that person you're who watched like, that show, be like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
He was so violent.
Yeah. Say some really wild shit.
Yeah. Jeez, he's crazy.
He really does.
The art.
Yeah. The art and the form. Well, it's good. We can't wait to see that all the new things that are coming out from Exhibit. Now, Cannabis Talk 101, we love to do our high five with Exhibit right here in Southern California, Planet 13, the largest dispensary in California. Question number one, Exhibit. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where did you get it from?
I was 14, something like that. 14. I knew I was in high school, and then I was at lunch break, and I was in. It was in the back of my homeboy, Wally. His name was Wally, and my friend Rich Harvey was in the car with me, and then we smoked. It was that press stress shit.
The Mexican. Oh man, it was now I know.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What it was back
seeds
then.
Everywhere, big old fat stems, just a big old brick
poking through the fucking paper. Yes. It was like so horribly rolled.
I probably got it to you.
Smoked that shit. Didn't get high. Thought it was a waste of time.
Yeah.
Really? So you didn't even get high and it was like, okay.
It's like now my breath stinks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that was it.
So, I think the first time for real
was like a few weeks later when somebody came through with some real weed. And then we used to take the Philly blunts and kind of like dump them out.
Right.
And then just repack them.
Yeah.
So then I smoked that, and that was the first time I got real high. I was like, oh shit, this is fantastic.
So still 14 was the age.
Yeah, about 14, 15, yep.
All right, question number two of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five. With Exhibit, what is your favorite way to consume cannabis?
I think my favorite way of consuming cannabis is rolling it in a backwood. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll do that all day long.
Right.
You know, I don't like the bongs. You know, I don't like rigs. I come from the crack era. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody
hitting a pipe or anybody got a torch to you doing drugs.
For real. You're, like, we need to have
I can't, you know, that's just a little too far.
I get the accusations. I like to dab a lot.
You know, but it makes me feel like I'm doing something like, whoa.
This is wrong.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen them.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
It takes too much shit. You know what I'm saying? You got this hand, you got the burn. You got to move shit. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, but now they have these great new devices. I'm sure you know. Yeah,
just load it up and go.
Yeah. No more torch.
Yeah, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you need all that to smoke weed, you should just move up. They got harder shit out there. Just go to move up.
That's right.
Good old backwards.
Question number 3 of the high five with Exhibit. Planet 13, right here, the largest dispensary in California. Craziest place you've ever smoked or used cannabis?
Oh, shit.
Craziest place.
I love that reaction.
The craziest place.
Right? Think of.
Well, I mean, I've smoked some weed in some crazy places.
Yeah.
He can tell us, too.
I think I was filming a movie in London, and I smoked on a private plane with Vincent Cassell into this party, and at this party, I smoked in this room that was gold plated with Brad Pitt and Don Cheadle.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah.
That was crazy. That's the best.
Sounds that's literally like the best answer I've ever heard.
That sounds like an Ocean's movie.
That was crazy. I think that trip was like, oh, fuck, I'm smoking with Brad fucking Pitt. You know what I'm saying?
In a gold room?
Yeah, that was crazy. It was like, you know, shit.
Where am I, at Hearst Castle?
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
All right, that's great. All right, question number 4 of the Cannabis Talk 101 High Five Exhibit. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Oh, shit.
just one.
Like, shit, the shit that I make myself or something that I go buy?
Either one.
I hope it's something.
What's your spread? Yeah, what do you put down?
I want to hear both.
If you're feeling something, like, okay, let me get this and that.
Sometimes I'll just order a pizza. Yeah.
Fair.
What's on it?
I'm good with that.
Like, just regular shit.
No, here's my specific question then. What is it that I'm going to get up and move, and I got to get this.
I want to go get this.
I got to go get this.
My palate's wanting this.
And you get out of the house, actually, even though you're...
Okay.
But it makes you move to get it.
Like sometimes, if I get the super munchies, I fuck around and make the fat guy dessert. Like, I go and get some... I go get some Eggo waffles, right? And I go get some, and then I go get a round carton of ice cream, right?
Oh. Yep.
And so then, I get the waffles and I toast them, right?
Yep.
And then I put some cinnamon on them, and then I get the ice cream and actually cut the whole carton, right?
Shut the fuck up.
Just through the paper.
Okay, okay.
Right? And it makes a big,
so you have
perfect,
a big old thick blend. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I pop it down on the Eggo. Put it on top. Put the other one on top. Put the little chocolate syrup on it.
You know how fat I've been. I'm wanting some bread.
And that's it. And then a little whipped cream. And I just like super like fat guy.
What kind of ice cream?
And like vanilla.
Vanilla.
With some all day.
Yeah.
See, now
I just get a cylinder. Just cut through the whole.
Yes.
And then I do it like that because then it's like a perfect like circle.
Nice, it fits right in.
And then you can take the top and put it back down in the thing, and it's perfect. Yeah, it stays the same.
Wow.
You know we're going to have a bunch of cut ice cream peas later, boy. That's a good one.
Motherfuckers is like, oh,
on the bus.
Shit.
It's coming on the bus.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
I like that a lot, actually. Awesome. I want to try that tonight.
I used to smash ice cream into the Eggos and toast it and stuff. But
let go my Eggo,
baby. I'm doing it.
And the cinnamon twist on top of that, too.
That's a commercial and an endorsement.
And none of that. It's something you can make and be like, try this.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement.
Super high. Super high shit.
Question number 5 of the High Five Exhibit. It's always great to have you and hang out with you.
Man, thank you.
If you could smoke with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Bob Marley.
Woo!
That was fast.
That was quick.
Fast.
Of course, Bob, legendary. Yeah. What is it about Bob that really inspires you?
Because he's going to say some shit to change your life. His vibration was right. Everything that he said was towards the upliftment of mankind. And it wasn't about a social agenda. It wasn't about anything except good vibrations. And that's who I want to smoke with. Because he going to say some shit in passing that you're going to stick. It's going to stick to your mind forever. For real.
Two things about Bob that's just crazy. A, he smoked some bad weed back in the day, right?
Yeah.
B, the shit that he was talking about is still relevant today.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe even more consciously, like, aware to where to think this dude was in Jamaica.
Real conscious.
People thought, who is this guy? What is this style of music? Reggae? Oh, what is he doing being political? Is he this? Is he that? His shit is still so on point. Yeah. And the key thing about everything he does and says is spreading love.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's the key point of no matter what anybody says.
Being a lion, having pride, you know?
You know what I mean? And when you look at everything that he's been preaching for years, it's like, folks, all he's saying is spread love.
Yeah.
Will it be love and love one another, trust one another, respect one another, have that lion mentality. But I agree, there's so many things about Bob Marley that we look at and admire.
Something about Bob, too, that a lot of people don't know is that he never really got to experience the fame of his music. Like, his music wasn't out until after he passed. Yeah. I mean, it was out, but it wasn't out to the world. So it's almost like, you know, one of those things. It's like the great legend didn't even get to know that he became a legend.
Yeah. That's usually how these things happen.
When you become legendary, hence notorious. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You look at it, you didn't know how big he was going to be. Shit like that happens. But we've actually had a chance to interview a few of his boys on the show. And
it's just the
whole Marley family is a great thing. And now that they have, which is dope, in Jamaica, they're opening up the house that he grew up and making it a museum. But now they're giving him a cannabis brand out there. I don't know if you heard this story yet, but they're allowing them to sell cannabis under the Marley Foundation.
Fantastic.
Which it's well overdue.
As they should.
I mean, it's cats like that that have been putting it down. Cats like you, as we mentioned, tours. What are some of the cannabis weed stories on tours? Going, okay, we had to take X amount of weed, had to hide it in X amount of bags. Was there shit like that? Of course, because you're crossing
state lines. Good legal counsel can give you the best ways to minimize your exposure to criminal liability.
That's all.
Well, that is the best, but there's lots of ways.
I have some really good stories, but if I tell them, then it's like giving away the secrets. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to give away the secrets.
I've told you some of those. Real quick, one thing on your arm right there, Big Pun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that real quick. Yeah. What's that mean to you?
Oh, Big Pun. I mean, that was, he's my label mate when I was on Loud Records.
Yeah.
And I went with him on his first, like, national tour. Like, we used, like, on the bus together. And he brought his family everywhere he went. You know, I mean, when I mean his family, I mean his uncles, his brothers, his son, his children, his wife, his
cousins. Shut up.
He brought his family. And that was what it was, man. T.S., so, you know, I always have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, it was really good to see him shine.
Well, anything else before we let you get out of here, man, that you want to plug or talk about real quick?
Nah, man, you guys got it covered, man. I wish you much success. Thank you for having me. You know, we all support Planet 13 out here in Orange County. So I'm glad to be out here with Napalm. I'm glad to be part of this community we have in the West Coast. And let's keep it going, you guys.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We want to thank you for joining the show. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.